It's very hard to break up with someone you were never really dating. Which is why a man named Garrett, I met 3 weeks ago on an app, is currently crying in my bathroom. He doesn't know I saw the tears. It would probably embarrass him if I mention it, so I am sitting on my couch reading listener emails while I wait for him to finish up, wondering if I should put on a movie or put him out of his misery and suggest he leave. My extremely nonchalant request that I take a little more time for myself was met with the classic, "That makes sense," from him, a veteran move that made me entirely too comfortable with the whole process. I skipped right past the usual assurances. What a fun 3 weeks we've had. How great it's been to get to know someone new after a recent rough patch. We've been having sex in my apartment and sometimes ordering delivery. I've never even tagged him in an Instagram story. I truly thought he understood what was going on with us. We have a similar dry humor. It's how we connected in the first place. But tonight, for the first time ever, we went out to dinner together. He was so rude to the server in the name of being snarky that I thought I might walk myself straight to Lake Michigan and take up boat living. In the middle of a rainstorm, no less. My choice to continue our breakup conversation by saying, "We clearly aren't the kind of people who should ever go out in public," did not land as I'd hoped. He let out a hollow, wounded kind of laugh that made me immediately backpedal, even though what I said was true. In front of an audience of restaurant patrons, our connection had dissolved like cotton candy in water. All that sweetness between us vanished into nothingness. But I dared to call attention to it, and next thing I know, he's telling me he has to go to the bathroom and tears are rimming his eyes. He doesn't even have my number saved. Just 3 days ago, I texted him a meme while he was taking a shower, and from my nightstand, I saw my full 10-digit phone number flash up on his screen. How could he not feel the straining awkwardness throughout our meal tonight? Is it really possible that my empty yes and colorless wows came off as anything other than detached? It's all so absurd, it makes me cackle. By the time he's back in my living room, tears dry and brow furrowed, I am laughing louder than the thunder that booms outside.
"What did I miss?" he asks.
"Everything, Garrett. You missed everything."
"What's my last name?" I prompt.
Do
you know my job?"
"You record a podcast or something?"
"How many siblings do I have?"
"I don't know."
"Your name is Garrett Matthew Robertson. You work in finance in an office near the Hancock Building. Your little sister Hannah just graduated from college. Communications degree from DePaul. Send my congrats, by the way."
"Okay, so you're a stalker. Good for you."
There it is. The darkness that always comes out at the first sign of real trouble. A bruise that blooms from whisper-soft pressure. It's amazing how quickly it happens, how little effort it requires on my part.
"I'm a stalker?"
I ask. Predictably, he has no follow-up.
"We've been hooking up for weeks, and I follow you online," I continue. "Your full name is in your bio. You post a skyline shot almost every day. I watched part of your sister's commencement ceremony when I accidentally clicked into your graduation live stream."
Garrett glances forlornly at my door. He pushes back the top part of his hair, a truly aspirational sandy blonde, if I'm honest, then lets it fall again down his forehead.
"Look, this clearly isn't working."
He says it with such finality, you'd think it was his idea. If it gets him out of my apartment, he can keep thinking that for the rest of his life.